Buenos días, TD Web.
Buenos días.
Los invito a buscar nuestra lectura bíblica de la cual vamos a estar hablando hoy. Se encuentra en Isaías 49, versículos del 1 al 6.
I invite you to open your Bibles to the lecture that we're going to be reading today. It comes from Isaías 49,
verses 1 to 6.
Dice así la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says,
Oídme costas y escuchad pueblos lejanos. Jehová me llamó desde el vientre, desde las entrañas de mi madre tuvo mi nombre en memoria.
Listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother he named me.
Puso mi boca como espada aguda, me cubrió con la sombra de su mano, y me puso por saeta bruñida, me guardó en su aljaba.
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand he has hidden me. He has also made me a select arrow, he has hidden me in his quiver.
Y me dijo, mi siervo eres, oh Israel, porque en ti me gloriaré.
And he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will show my glory.
Pero yo dije, por demás he trabajado en vano y sin provecho he consumido mis fuerzas. Pero mi causa está delante de Jehová y mi recompensa con mi Dios.
But I said, I have toiled in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely the justice due to me is with the Lord. And my reward is with my God.
Ahora pues, dice Jehová, el que me formó desde el vientre para ser su siervo, para hacer volver a él a Jacob y para congregarle a Israel, porque estimado seré en los ojos de Jehová y el Dios mío será mi fuerza.
And now says the Lord, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him so that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is my strength.
Dice, poco es para mí que tú seas mi siervo para levantar las tribus de Jacob y para que restaures el remanente de Israel. También te di por luz de las naciones para que seas mi salvación hasta lo postrero de la tierra.
And God says to me, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.
Palabra de Dios para el pueblo de Dios.
This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Hermanos, en esta profecía que hace Isaías, invita a Jerusalén a la admiración y a la alegría que se ante la salvación que le espera.
We read in here that the prophet Isaiah invites Jerusalem to admire and be joyful for the salvation that is to come.
Pues este pueblo que caminaba en tinieblas ha visto una gran luz.
He says, you people that have walked for so long in darkness, you will now see the light.
En el primer versículo de esta lectura nos dice, oídme costas y escuchad pueblos lejanos. Jehová me llamó desde el vientre, desde las entrañas de mi madre tuvo mi nombre en memoria.
The verse 1 says, listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, you, all peoples from far away. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, that God has named me.
El siervo comienza como predestinado por Dios desde el seno materno para cumplir el plan de Dios.
So we already see here that the servant of the Lord is already called by God from the womb. He's already called to fulfill God's plan.
Y aquí yo les voy a dar una reflexión, hermanos.
And this reminded me of something.
Dicen que un padre y su hijo salieron al parque a pasear.
One time I heard this story that I will now retell to you. One time there was a father and a son that went together to walk around the park.
Iban contentos caminando cuando de repente el niño pisa un nido de hormiga.
They were cheerfully walking around the park when suddenly the boy ends up kicking a where ants live.
Y desde ese momento el niño ya no fue lo mismo para el niño, pues él se sentía como culpable por haber destruido ese nido.
And from that time on, the time that the father and the son had wasn't the same because the son was feeling really sad about having done that to the home of the ants.
Y pasó todo el día, ya llegando en la tarde cuando iban a tomar sus alimentos.
And so the whole day passed through, and when it was nighttime, when they were already getting ready for dinner time,
estaba su papá, su mamá, sus hermanos y él en la mesa sentados.
You can imagine it was the whole family sitting at the table, the father and the mom and the children.
Y él seguía con esa misma actitud de porque le conmovía lo que había hecho.
And this child kept feeling such sadness because he had hurt him so much what he had done to these ants.
Entonces su papá le pregunta, hijo, ¿qué es lo que te pasa? ¿Qué tienes?
So the father finally asked him, son, what is going on?
El niño muy triste le dice, papá, ¿te acuerdas que hoy salimos a caminar y mientras íbamos caminando yo pisé un nido de hormiga?
And the child very sadly cannot read. Told his father, do you remember earlier today when we went out to the park and this happened and I stepped on the home of these ants?
Y yo no hallo cómo disculparme de esas hormigas por haberles destruido ese nido.
I'm just sad because I can't find the ways to ask them for forgiveness for having destroyed their home.
El padre pensó un rato y le dice a su hijo,
father then was really quiet, and after a while he told his son,
hijo, si de verdad tú quieres disculparte con esas hormigas, tienes que hacerte igual que ellas para que tú hables el mismo lenguaje que ellas y ellas te puedan entender.
Son, if in all reality you really want to ask them for forgiveness, then you must become like them. You must learn how to speak their own language.
Y así fue como Dios lo hizo, pues él ya había intentado diferentes formas de mostrarnos su amor por medio de profetas, pero no obedecíamos.
And I tell you this reflection because it reminded me that God has done the same thing. For God attempted in so many different ways to tell us of God's great love. God did this through prophets, but we didn't listen.
Y Dios se hizo semejante a nosotros. Naciendo de, como hemos nacido todos nosotros, por medio de una mujer.
So that it happened that then God in God's great love became one of us, being born like we are born through a woman, speaking the language that we speak.
Para hablar nuestro lenguaje y así poder comunicarse con nosotros, sentir el dolor y el sufrimiento que nosotros sentimos.
And God did this, all of this, to communicate God's love to us in our own language. And what does that mean? That means that God came to feel the pain that we feel the suffering that we feel, and all the rejection that we feel.
Y en Filipenses capítulo 2, versículo del 6 al 8, nos dice,
God felt all of those things. If we even remember what Philippians chapter 2 tells us,
el cual siendo en forma de Dios, no se estimó ser igual a Dios como cosa a que aferrarse, sino que se despojó de sí mismo tomando forma de siervo. Hechose semejante a los hombres y estando en la condición de hombre, se humilló a sí mismo haciéndose obediente hasta la muerte y muerte de cruz.
If you remember what Philippians chapter 2 tells us, although Jesus existed in the form of God, he didn't regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. And in this condition, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
O sea que Dios, siendo Dios, el creador de todo, estando en su reino.
So that God, being God, creator of all things, God, being up in heaven,
no se aferró a eso, sino que se despojó de todo para venir hacia nosotros.
Didn't hold on to that position, but rather gave it all for us.
tomando forma de persona humana y sentir lo que nosotros sentimos,
and
ese dolor.
And God did that by becoming a human person like us to feel all the suffering that we feel.
Dice la palabra de Dios que desde antes que Jesucristo naciera, Dios ya le conocía.
So even the word of God says that even before Jesus was born, God knew Jesus.
Y les pregunto, hermanos, ¿Dios ya nos conoce a nosotros?
So then I ask you, church, did God also knew us before we were born?
Claro que Él nos conoce, porque desde antes que fuéramos concebidos en el vientre de nuestra madre, Él ya tenía un plan para nosotros.
And so I tell you, of course God knew us even before we were conceived in our mother's womb. God already had a plan for us.
El de compartir la luz que Él nos trajo.
And what is that plan that God has for us that we must share the message that God has brought to us?
En un tiempo, a nosotros nos compartieron esa luz.
This message of hope was shared once with us already.
Es por eso que hoy estamos aquí, para que ese mensaje que hemos escuchado, también nosotros lo podamos compartir y ser la luz que Dios vino a dar al mundo.
This message of hope was already shared with us, and that is the reason why we're here, gathered together in the first place, because we have heard it, because someone shared it with us, someone shared the light that Christ brought for this world.
En el siguiente versículo de Isaías, de ese mismo capítulo, dice,
so we move to the second verse in this chapter of Isaiah.
Y puso mi boca como espada aguda.
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Me cubrió con la sombra de su mano.
In the shadow of his hand he hid me.
Y me puso por saeta bruñida, me guardó en su aljaba.
He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me away.
Dice, mi boca es como espada aguda.
He made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Recordemos que cuando Jesucristo hablaba, lo hacía con autoridad.
Let us remember that when Jesus Christ spoke, he spoke with this kind of authority.
Hablaba con poder y nunca dudaba para hablar.
He spoke with the kind of authority that this passage talks about. When he spoke with power. And he never doubted when he needed to talk.
Cuando él hablaba a las personas, lo hacía con autoridad.
When Jesus spoke to the people, Jesus did this with authority.
Cuando a él le traían algún enfermo, él lo sanaba con autoridad.
When they brought a sick to him, he healed them with authority.
Y cuando a él le traían personas endemoniadas, él sacaba sus demonios porque él tenía esa autoridad que Dios le había dado.
Even when they brought people possessed by evil spirits, with authority, Jesus would expel these demons, the authority that God has given him.
Cuando él llamó a los 12 discípulos, ellos no dudaron en seguirlo, porque ellos sabían quién era él.
So that we see that when Jesus calls the 12 disciples earlier on, they didn't think twice to follow him, because they knew the authority that he was carrying.
Y así mismo, con esa autoridad,
it is with this exact same authority.
Dios nos está llamando hoy para que llevemos el mensaje a esas personas que necesitan escuchar.
With that same authority that God is calling all of us today. God is calling us to take this message of light and hope to the people that need to hear it.
Y seamos así como Simón y Andrés, que no pusieron algún pretexto para seguir a Jesús cuando Él le habló.
And I tell you, just like Simon and Andrew didn't find an excuse to follow Jesus as soon as they heard his voice.
Hagamos como ellos. Dejemos que las palabras de Jesús penetren nuestros corazones como espada de dos filos.
Let us also do this. Let us let the words of Jesus pierce our hearts like this sharp sword.
En este mismo versículo de Isaías dice, me guardó en su aljaba.
The prophet then says in this same passage of Isaiah, he hid me away in his quiver.
Y busqué yo el significado de aljaba.
What is a quiver? I look up the definition of this word because I didn't know what it was.
Y dice que se usa simbólicamente como un lugar seguro, fuerte y protegido.
And what I found is that the word quiver can be used symbolically to stand for a place that is safe, a place that is strong, a place that is protected.
Y cuando yo vi este significado, vinieron a mi mente varias películas.
And when I read this definition, it brought to mind, I don't know if you're familiar with this.
En las cuales está un grupo de personas jugando póker.
It brought to mind these scenes in these movies when you see a group of people playing poker.
Y estas personas están jugando y de repente el primero dice, ya gané.
And each person shows the hand of cards they have, one by one, and the person that has the best one already confidently says, I have won, I have the best hand.
Pero luego responde un segundo y dice, no, estás equivocado, gané yo.
But it is always the case that they come to the last person with the last hand, right? And when they show the hand, it's an ace.
Sin esperar que el último que habla tiene un as escondido, el cual es el vencedor.
They didn't expect this last person to show up with an ace that wins over everything.
Y así pasó con Jesús.
This is what happened with Jesus.
Porque cuando el enemigo ya creía que ya había ganado,
when the enemy believed he had already won,
cuando él ya se estaba saboreando esa victoria, o decimos en México, o a lo mejor en otras partes del mundo lo dicen, cuando él ya se estaba saboreando los bigotes.
When the enemy believed he had already won, in Mexico, I don't know if you're familiar with this, we say kind of like tasting your mustache, which means like the enemy was already savoring his victory.
Creyendo que él ya había vencido,
believing with all certainty that he was already victorious,
Dios envía a su hijo para salvar al mundo.
That's when at the last minute God sent God's son to save the entire world.
Y Jesucristo vino a ser ese as que Dios tenía en ese lugar seguro, fuerte y protegido.
Jesus Christ then became this winning hand, the ace of cards that came at the exact moment, the ace of cards that God had all along stored in that safe place, in that strong place, in that protected place.
Diciéndole al enemigo, no contabas con mi astucia.
And from this place, what God was able to tell the enemy, you didn't see this coming, but the victory is now mine.
Y así pasó conmigo, hermanos.
And I tell you that this is the same thing that happened with me as well.
Cuando a mí me negaron el permiso,
when I was denied the permit that I had to work here,
yo lo vi como una maldición del enemigo.
I really saw it as a curse placed in me by the enemy.
Porque el enemigo ha venido a matar, a destruir y a robar.
Because doesn't it say that the enemy has come to kill, the enemy has come to steal, has come to destroy?
Matar mis ilusiones.
And so I saw it as killing my dreams.
Robar mi tranquilidad.
Stealing my peace.
Y destruir mi separación con mi familia.
Destroy the unity of my family by separating us.
Pero esta maldición, Dios la convirtió en una bendición.
But that same curse, God has completely transformed into a blessing.
Pues me ha hecho más fuerte y más paciente.
It has made me stronger. It has made me even more patient.
Por eso, hermanos, cuando a mí me den la libertad,
that is why I can tell you, brothers and sisters, when God grants me the freedom,
y pueda salir de santuario,
the freedom to get out of sanctuary,
voy a ir con mi familia.
I will go with my family.
Pero también voy a ir con esas personas que un día estuvieron en la iglesia.
But I will also go to see these people that once called church home.
Y que ahora se han alejado de Dios.
And no longer do.
Para traerlos de nuevo a la iglesia a donde ellos ya estaban.
To bring them back here, back to the church.
En el versículo 3.
And so if we continue with this passage in verse 3.
Nos dice.
It says.
Y me dijo, mi siervo eres, oh Israel, porque en ti me gloriaré.
God said to me, you are my servant, Israel. In you I will glorify myself.
Dios consideraba a Jesucristo como un siervo.
God is considering Christ my servant.
Porque vino a hacer la voluntad de Dios.
Because Jesus has come to do the will of God.
Y fue obediente hasta el final.
and Jesus has been obedient to the very end.
Y esto lo vemos en Mateo capítulo 20 versículo 28.
It is the same word of God that tells us in Matthew 20.
Dice, el Hijo del Hombre no vino para ser servido, sino para servir.
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for the salvation of many.
Y para dar su vida en rescate de muchos.
And to give his life for the salvation of many.
Dios se dio la gloria por medio de su Hijo.
God was glorified through God's Son.
Porque él fue obediente desde un principio hasta el final.
Because Jesus was obedient from beginning to end.
Y así quiere Dios que seamos nosotros obedientes y podamos dar gloria a Dios.
And that is why God wants our obedience, because in that we are glorifying the name of God.
Es por eso, hermanos, que no hay que esperar a que alguien nos sirva.
Which is why I tell you, brothers and sisters, we don't have to wait to be served by others.
Porque Jesucristo ya lo hizo, ya nos sirvió y nos sirvió en charola de plata.
Jesus Christ has already come to do it all and serve us with the ultimate gift.
Sino que hay que tomar iniciativas y tomar ese ejemplo que Jesucristo y servir al necesitado.
Instead, we have to take the initiative and we have to take the example of Jesus and serve those who need to hear the message that God has brought into this world.
Llevando el mensaje de Dios.
Taking the message of God.
Hermanos de Citywell.
Citywell Church.
Cuando yo entré al santuario.
When I enter sanctuary here.
En esta iglesia vi la humildad y el amor y la unidad que todos ustedes tienen.
I witness in this place the humility and the love and the unity that you all carry.
Pues Dios ha puesto en ustedes todo esto para mí y mi familia.
It is these things that you carry that has powerfully served me and my family.
Porque hasta el día de hoy ustedes no me han abandonado.
Because even to this day you have not abandoned me.
Y yo les agradezco por todo lo que han hecho, porque ustedes han seguido ese mandato de Dios.
You have not abandoned me or my family, and so I thank you sincerely for all that you have, for the ways that you have followed the command that God gave all of us to love your neighbor as yourself.
El de dar ayuda al prójimo. Y los invito que todo esto que hay en ustedes lo sigan compartiendo con otras personas.
And so I invite you to continue to share these gifts that you have here with other people.
Ya sea que estén en santuario o fuera de santuario.
If it's people that are inside sanctuary right now, or even people that are not in sanctuary right now.
Porque no todas las personas que están en santuario son cristianos o conocen a Dios como es.
I tell you, not everybody that is currently living in sanctuary right now understands God or God's plan in all of this.
Y ellas necesitan una palabra de aliento para seguir en este proceso.
They need to hear a word of encouragement to continue in the wait and continue in the process.
En el versículo 4 nos dice.
So we read again in this passage of Isaiah, verse 4.
Pero yo dije, por demás he trabajado en vano y sin provecho, he consumido mis fuerzas.
But I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity.
Pero mi causa está delante de Jehová y mi recompensa con mi Dios.
Yet surely my cause is with the Lord and my reward with my God.
Hermanos, en estos tiempos que estamos viviendo.
Brothers and sisters, in these harsh times that we're living.
Pareciera ser que el sacrificio que hizo Jesucristo fue en vano.
We're living in such harsh times that sometimes it may seem that the sacrifice that Jesus Christ did for us was all in vain.
Porque hay muchos países corrompidos como si no temieran de Dios.
I mean, we see this in the way so many of our countries act in such corrupt ways that it seems that they are not hearing and are not fearing God.
En Centroamérica, todas esas guerrillas que hay matando gente día a día.
For example, we see in Central America, we have gangs that are killing so many people each and every day.
En México, la delincuencia que hay es muy alta.
In Mexico, violence and crime are at such peak rates.
Y aquí mismo, en Estados Unidos, las matanzas de las escuelas y la separación de familias por parte del gobierno.
And here in the United States, we're witnessing shootings in school, families being separated in the border by the government.
Todo eso nos mantiene inseguros.
All of these, doesn't all of these bring us uncertainty?
Porque ya no mandamos a nuestros hijos con confianza a la escuela sabiendo que no va a pasar nada.
We can no longer trust that we can send our children to school without worrying that something would happen.
Ya no podemos andar libremente haciendo nuestras labores diarias por riesgo de que alguien ande en la calle y nos dispare.
We can no longer walk freely doing our everyday errands because there's always the risk of finding someone in the streets being stuck in a shooting.
No secuestre o de caer en una redada de migración.
Or being kidnapped by immigration raids happening all around.
En mi caso, le doy gracias a Dios porque estoy en santuario.
In my case, I give thanks to God that I'm in sanctuary today.
Porque hubiera sido fácil y cruzarme de brazos, ¿verdad?
Perhaps it would have been easier to cross my arms.
Y irme para México.
Go back to Mexico.
Y dejar a mi familia y decir que ellos se las arreglen como ellos puedan.
Go back to Mexico, leave my family here on their own and have them figure out how to survive on their own.
Pero por amor a esa familia que Dios me regaló, yo decidí entrar al santuario.
Perhaps that would have been easier, but no, it was because of love. Love for this family that God has gifted me, that I decided to enter sanctuary.
Y yo sé que esto que hago no va a ser en vano, porque Dios nos dará la victoria.
And I know that all these things that we're doing will not be in vain, because God will give us the victory.
Y yo me aferro a la promesa de Dios que nos da en Isaías 33, 22.
And this is the personal promise that I hold on to so strongly in these times from Isaiah 33.
Que nos dice, Jehová es nuestro juez.
The Lord is our judge.
Jehová es nuestro legislador.
The Lord is our legislator.
Jehová es nuestro rey.
The Lord is our king.
Y él mismo nos salvará.
The Lord will save us.
Y aquí veo que el sacrificio que hizo Jesús no fue en vano.
And even here, inside here, I see that the sacrifice that Jesus made in the cross has not been in vain.
Que ha sido de provecho para cada uno de nosotros.
The sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross has benefited each one of us.
Hermanos, cuando clamamos a Dios, Él nos responde y debemos de orar y pedirle paciencia para llevar el mensaje.
Church, when we cry out to God, God answers. We must pray and pray for patience to take this message to the people that need to hear it the most.
Si a la primera esas personas no responden, darle seguimiento y se los digo por experiencia.
Even when these people may not answer favorably the first time, to continue and persevere in loving them. And I tell you this by experience.
Porque cuando a mí me llevaron el mensaje, yo no respondí inmediatamente.
When I first heard this message, I didn't respond to it immediately.
Para mí era más importante ver fútbol que escuchar al pastor.
For me, it was more important to watch soccer games than to listen to the pastor.
Yo le decía a mi esposa, atiéndelo tú, que yo estoy muy ocupado.
And even when the pastor would come to our house, I used to tell my wife, you talk to him, I'm too busy.
Pero el pastor fue insistente.
But the pastor and the church were perseverant.
Él oraba por mí.
They continued to pray for me.
Y mi familia.
And my family.
Y Dios fue el quien hizo la obra.
And God did the work.
Por eso, hermanos, necesitamos llevar la palabra de Dios a todos esos lugares donde todavía no han aceptado la palabra de Dios.
This is why I tell you with conviction that we need to take this message of God to all these places where people need to hear of this news.
Hermanos de Citywell,
when I came to Citywell,
cuando yo entré a esta iglesia, la vi como un pedacito de cielo.
When I entered this building, I really did see it as God showing me a piece of heaven.
que Dios había puesto para mí.
That God had placed here for me.
Pues aquí hay personas de diferentes partes del mundo.
In here, for the first time, I saw people from so many communities around the world.
Hay blancos, afroamericanos, asiáticos e hispanos.
I see for the first time so many communities congregating in one place. I see people that are white, I see African Americans, I see Asian communities, I see Hispanics here all together.
Y es así como nosotros podemos difundir el mensaje de Dios a muchos lugares a los cuales de los cuales venimos.
So even in here, we can see the possibility that we have to share the message that God has shared with us to so many different places that we come from, the different communities that we come from.
Porque así fue como Dios lo hizo y así fue como la palabra ha llegado a nosotros.
Because that's how God did it first, and that's how the word got to us in the first place.
Y finalizo con este mandamiento que nos da Jesús en Mateo 28, versículo 19 y 20.
And so I would like to end by reading to you the commandment that Jesus gives us in Matthew 28.
Y dice, por lo tanto, id y hacer discípulos a todas las naciones.
Jesus tells us, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
Bautizándoles en el nombre del Padre y del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Enseñándoles que guarden todas estas cosas que os he mandado.
Teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you.
Y he aquí, yo estoy con vosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo.
And remember, I am with you always to the end of age.
Aquí Dios nos está dando un mandamiento, hermanos.
God gives us this command, brothers and sisters.
Pero bajo ese mandamiento también nos está dando una bendición a cada uno de nosotros.
But with this command, God is also giving us a blessing.
Porque Él dice, por lo tanto, ir y hacer discípulos. O sea, nos está mandando que vayamos, prediquemos su palabra, pero no nada más nos está diciendo, vayan. Y ahí quedó todo.
So when he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, God is sending us as a command to share the message of God all around, but it doesn't just stop there.
Sino que dice que Él va a estar con nosotros todos los días de nuestra vida.
God says, go and I promise you, I will be with you all of your days.
No nada más dice, voy a estar mañana o pasado mañana.
He doesn't just say, I'm going to be with you tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
Sino todos los días de nuestra vida hasta el fin del mundo.
But the promise is every single day I will be with you until the end of the world.
Sino que cuando nosotros partamos de este cuerpo que Dios nos ha dado.
And so when God says I will be with you until the end, even at the end, when we part from this physical
vamos
body,
a ascender a la presencia de Dios.
Even as we part from this physical body God has given us, our own spirits would ascend to God's presence.
Por la eternidad, hermanos.
That is for eternity. God never leaves us alone.
Esta fue palabra de Dios para el pueblo de Dios.
This has been the word of God for us, the people of God.
Muchas gracias.